Blog Talk Radio.
Creamy Friday.
You are listening to Creamy Friday with me, Shay Shay, the Sun Goddess. Tune in from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. here on FCWHHA Radio Show.
Everybody, this is your girl, Shay Shay, the Sun Goddess, and you are now listening to Creamy Fridays. All right, so every Creamy Friday, I have a crazy question for all of you, question of the night. Now, this actually people can relate to. Not saying everyone couldn't relate to my questions, but this one, I bet I'm going to get funny responses. All right, so my question of the night is, if your spouse wanted sex, but their spouse smells strange, what would you do? Like, in the midst of everything, okay, everyone's getting down, y'all getting to the nitty-gritty, okay, so everything's about to start, but your spouse smells strange down there. What would you do? Call number 323-927-2990 or follow us on Twitter at FCWHHA Radio Show. Actually, I have guests that are going to be on my show. I'm bringing them on in just a little bit after a couple of songs. They can't wait to get on and talk about my question of the night. But tonight I have Little KP DJing. Yes, he's going to play all the sexy jams for y'all tonight. Okay, so I'm a barely talking here. I'm going to let y'all get it cracking. Shut up. They're talking in the background. Okay, so like I said, if you want to answer the question of the night, go on to the number 323-927-2990. I'm going to let KP get into the music.
To you. I pump parts to you, can't be mean to you. I know the ice rolling clean to you. A true player's right.
And if you want it, we can do it in the black 500 with the top down. And overdrive when we ride, cause I'm hot now. You got me going, I don't think I wanna stop now. See, feeling like a criminal on lockdown. So let's get away to get away. You getting hot, baby, please don't run away. I got a crib on the beach, fall metal way. Here's your person.
Riding And again, and again, and again. Let me get that Lex, insect, wetter than Aquario, flashing, nigga, that fatten. Up slow and layer jets and coops my 1 second. You ain't know that I be macking, the extra set of keys, the 30 G's, them tricks of Bennies, had you living on your knees, not to mention the laced out crib in Dallas, the 40 room palace, sipping to salad,
Y'all telling me y'all never,
y'all never did a girl who smells a little funny. Y'all telling me y'all haven't at all.
That's on the spot right there, though, but
it's Creamy Friday. You keep it 100 like you said.
It's not
funny.
It's not kicking like one faint fish, but, I mean, I would say it was a normal smell. Nothing to it. Like, you know what it's normal. Like, it might be like sweat type smell. If it's sweat type smell, that's cool. But anything beyond that,
okay.
Hell no.
Okay, but what, all right. So, listen, well, she smelled good in the beginning, all right? But then you start getting her wet, and then the smell kicks in. Because it is in the body. It can't help. You can't help what's in the body type of smell. So,
I ain't messing with no girl that ain't wet anyway. She gotta be wet.
I'm saying when she does get to that point and then the smell starts kicking in, then what?
I mean, she's gonna be wet before I even put it in. So the smell's gonna come out. And before I go in, it's gonna come out. And if it ain't right, then I ain't going there.
Wait, Blake, you said something is in there. What are you talking about? Something crawled in there and died? What do you mean something's in there?
Somebody nasty sometime now. Somebody, you gotta keep yourself clean inside and out.
Okay,
it's
so
what you put in that makes that look good, alright?
So Flurry admitted that he did a girl who had a normal bodily smell. What about you, Sam?
Amen.
What about you, Sam?
Nah. Like I said, it ain't cracking.
You tell me you never hit a girl
ever.
That at least, like,
never, never, never.
Moments.
Okay.
I don't want everybody knowing my drunk.
Another question off my question of the night. Have you ever did a girl after her period? Oh, it got silent. What's going on?
Like after her
period.
Like a day after all.
Yeah, just straight after.
No.
If she said I'm off her period, just got off.
Couple days.
Okay, a couple days. What about you, Lori?
After Shire.
Okay, after a shower. But, you know, some girls can't go all the way in there. You know that, right?
I'm not there personally. But I guess I was out with Chester enough to handle enough of all that. I know herself.
Okay, all right, Blake. What about you, Don?
After a shower.
Okay, so Sam's the only one standing. He's like,
days, man, because that shit can still come down. I don't want that shit on me. Yeah, man, get that shit out of here. There's too many viruses going around. I mean, I ain't, no. This shit get on me, I might get an infection or something. I'll have to kill you.
I want to kill you, but,
I mean, we have some problems.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll get back to y'all in a minute. If anyone else want to answer the question, call into number 323-967. Okay,
thanks. I still remember the number.
Or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at SCWADJ Radio Show.
Yay.
KP, let's get back to the music.
Yeah, so what you want to see me for, baby?
I want to show you
something. Oh, yeah? What's that?
I'm halfway.
Are you that cool?
Oh,
love is a powerful word. And you've been on my mind so much lately. How can I say this? I'm always late to dinner dates, looking in her face. Marathon love making, but she win the race. I live a certain life, it's hard for me to feel I'm safe. Tony Montana money, Greek the guards at the gate. Greeks and guards on the lawn, on the estate. Versace couches, sandals, candles, and matching plates. This picture better than Basquiat's greatest endeavor. I'm kissing shorty in the rain, but I'm making a weather.
It beats every single time that I see a cell number showing up on my phone. It beats every single time that you're near me. I'm not ready, it's just leave me alone. I feel it deep in my veins, it's trying to say it's okay, but I ain't ready to go. Without my permission, my heart is on a mission. It's got a mind of its own. I say low and my heart just goes with no control. So I'm trying to flow with it, I'm so cold. And I should have told me, never should have told.
and cop you things. You know I drop the top and hop that thing. Sometimes stop my box to pop my things. You sure know how to make a man say oh. And how in the world can a man say no? When you grind it up on the wall, wind it up like a doll. And you know I for party, line it up till you fall. Line it up till you fall. And had them other chicks throwing vomit up when they can't find it up in the mall. Like most men, I love to catch up with a model. But I ain't used to moving slow like ketchup in a bottle. The best things come to those who wait for it. But I'ma be straight for it before it's too late for it. I want you to dip it low, pick it up slow.
Can't be without you. I'm begging you to stay. good? This ain't no love song. This is a cut song. This ain't no love song. This is a cut song. This ain't no love song.
Let me get up in them drawers. Hit them four walls. Let me get up in them drawers. Get up in them drawers. Let me get up in them drawers. Hit them four walls. I'm down to break it off. I'm just waiting for the call. I'm a nympho. Baby, 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 I'm a nympho. I'm a nympho.
I ain't trying to be rude, baby. It's just some things I wanna do, baby. By the way, my name Drew, baby. And all night I've been looking at you, baby. I'm thinking maybe we should cruise, baby. Get out these clothes and maybe get into you, baby. Ha ha. Now I'm just playing, that's just my humor, baby. And I'm just loose on the juice, it's just a goose, baby. Sophisticated and classy you are. I wanna get you to the crib and see how nasty you are. But that's only if you cool with it. Give me 3 hours pelvic power, I'm abusing it. It's about that motion in the ocean, I'm just smooth with it. And I'm not gonna stop, I'ma rub that thing until you get it. I'ma dig you out, but that's only if you can dig it. Mr. McNasty, Drew showing you the business. Lil mama, let me get up in them drawers. Hit them four walls, let me get up in them drawers. Get up in them drawers, let me get up in them drawers. Hit them four walls, I'm down to break it off. I'm just waiting for the call. I'm a nympho, baby, I'm a nympho. Shout it, I'm a nympho. Baby, I'm a nympho. Shout it, I'm a nympho. Baby, I'm a nympho. Shout it, I'm a nympho. Baby, I'm a nympho. Baby, that just mean I love sex. Yeah. Girl, I like that slow pace, but I love that rough sex. Yeah. Love to try new positions like, baby, what's next? Yeah. I could play the detective and you be my suspect. You my Florida orange, baby, let's go to South Beach. Do them tricks with your tongue, shawty, I love that mouthpiece. Damn right, I'm freaky, girl, and I need a freaky girl. Subconscious mind state, taking you to ski.
Okay, everyone, this is Shay Shay, the Sun Goddess, on this Creamy Friday. I have the question of the night for you so far. It is wild, and I have funny responses. I'm going to read them off right now. On my Facebook, Shay Shay, the Sun Goddess, I got some answers here. So I'm going to go to Beat and Force. First I'm going to repeat the question of the night. The question of the night is, if your spouse wanted sex, but their stuff smells strange, what would you do? I said, BM4 said, I would ask that bitch who she messing with. You can't tell. You always can't tell, he said. So he has trust issues. All right, so Ronnie said, I would put a soap scented condom on and then say, okay, it's okay. So let me get my guests in here. I want their opinions here. And then when I get them in here, we're going to put Lil KP on because he want to answer that question too. Yes, come back in the room. Come back in the room. Don't awe me. Come on. Y'all freestyle later. Okay. All right, so I'm going to put Lil KP on because he want to answer that question.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, everybody calm down. All right, so,
KP,
you want to
say your answer? All right, look. I'm going to tell her what type of shit be on and be like, that's the fuck. You know the rules when he's trying to fuck, yo. You know what time it is. Get the fuck out.
If she come over
to crib, something like that, I'ma definitely tell her, like, yo, what type of shit you want? Like, you know the rules. I'm trying to fuck. Get out of here.
That is access denied, man. That is no go. That is no Judy. Get the hell out of my court. That is no, man. I'm gonna agree with the bros,
yo, when they said come clean. Like, you really gotta come clean like you in court.
He said, come clean like you in court. All right, so, wait, Casey, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked God. Now, you're saying that you never mess with a girl. You never mess with a girl while she smells just a little bit.
Listen, I'm a hoe, nigga. We don't do that.
Wait, I didn't hear what he said,
Bernie
B. What'd you say?
Yeah. I said, listen, I'm a hoe, nigga. We don't do that.
Okay, now I got another question. All right, so have you ever messed with a girl after her period?
Man, look, it's when you do that, it's a time limit. You got to wait like a week or two.
I said you had our answers first.
Yo, it's always a time limit on that, yo.
It's a time limit on that. I don't blame you.
You can't do that after she's off, bro. Like, yeah, like, you don't know if it's still a little bit left, like, you know what I mean? Like, straight after, that's right. You gotta be cautious, bro. That's cautious.
Bro, I'm just kind of keeping it on it, man. After a shower, that's not bad.
After a shower, that's cool. But, like, if you just talking about after, no shit, or nothing, if you just cut off, it's like, no, nah, dog. Like,
All right, well, KP, what if she didn't smell before, then as y'all were going on with it, then she started to smell? Then what can you do? You're already in it.
See, the thing with that is, I would, like, my nostrils are strong. I would definitely notice.
Oh, my God. All right, Casey. He said his nostrils are strong, and he would smell it. His little spider senses will be tingling. That is what he's saying. All right, so we have somebody else who's coming in here who wants to answer the question of the night, I guess, in a little bit. All right, but Sam, I want to get your opinion on these answers here I got on Facebook. Okay, so Jerome, now we got to try to be again. All right, so I want to get your input on this. Clay, I want you to read this for me again. This response right here by Beat and Force.
What'd he say?
Right here.
He said some funky stuff.
No, I didn't want you to read it.
Oh, snap. He said, I will ask that bitch who you been fucking. You can always tell. So he will ask a question for show. Like, hold on, you stay.
I mean, is that good? Is that being truthful?
That's what females ask for anyway. You ask the dude to keep it real with you. So if you keep it real with you, don't get mad.
Hey, man. Hey, for real, shout out to Beat Two Force for that, because that's some true shit. Who you been fucking?
Ronnie Winder, I don't know how to say her last name. Woodruff. Okay, she said I would put a soap scented condom on and then say it's okay.
Oh,
now
soap scented condom.
Okay, Ronnie, I love you. But no. You, that's like a guy stinking and trying to cover up with Axe. Honey, that's not going to work. The man needs a shower.
Okay.
You can't be dirty and try to cover yourself up with Axe.
Look,
you got to dump in that shower.
I cannot do that. That's no go. That is a true no go. You do not cover up stinkiness.
You can't.
That needs to be clean.
Because you can't do that all the time. And that means, what's going on with him?
Oh,
that you got to put soap scented condoms on him.
Wow. Oh.
Don't cover that up. Let him know. Like, you stink.
Yes.
Love you, Ronnie. Thanks for the support. This comes from the heart, man. Can't cover up that phone. It can't work. All right, so Alicia. Okay, she said I would tell him that his stuff smelled. She's going to keep it honest.
Here we go. She said, I would tell him that it's special.
Yeah.
Real, you're supposed to have honesty in a relationship. That is so true. Okay? If your shit stank, But if he was smelling, it would probably be still snap. Oh, got me fucked up. If you thought he was sticking me with some smelly stuff, no. So she said she wouldn't stick with it, period. So.
Not only that, she said, come on, if I smell it, you smell it. Like, what is going on with you? Don't try to act like you don't smell that.
So a red flag, like soccer, pause.
I mean, what do you think about that, Sam?
I'm trying to do that.
Come on now, if you can smell it, I'm sure she can smell it, right?
Man, if I can smell it, then I know it ain't my shit, because
no.
I keep my shit clean.
But no, look, if she can't smell it and it smells, that's a problem.
That is a problem.
She think it smells normal.
I thought she know that smell
yes,
shit.
Yes.
Smell.
Okay, it's time, exactly.
That's discussion.
Wait, what? Say it again.
Throw chicks with the phone.
You smell me, you smell Kush.
Oh my God.
Okay.
His bodily fumes is Kush now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a lot of pot, man.
Okay, and now he's thrusted. But guys, if you want to answer the question of the night, call into the number 323-927-2990. Or follow us on Twitter at SCWHJ Radio Show. KP, we're going to go back to the music.
Yeah,
I love things about her. I love the way she treat me. I love the way she fought me. I love the way she loved me. I love things about her. I love the way she treat me. I love the way she fought me. I'm a trapaholic. All I do is ball, tell them all down now. Trick, don't take me down, see me downtown. Worry, I done finished shit on your excuse me, sorry. Verse so slick, make my video marvelous. Pull up to the flow, ramp down like Carton. Try to see yo, they gon' put you on a carton. I done mean no harm, but my diamonds are dumb. Rocks on my arm, me and Rock on the done. We still out of the slum. Way I'm from, got a gun in the club having fun. X-F, club is done, no more come just to call it. After party, best of party, they should've called
I love
it.
Things about her, but I don't love her. I love the way she treat me, but I don't love her. I love the way she fought me, but I don't love her. I love the way she stuck me, still don't love her. I love things about her.
Like a Kush groovy. Love to see her naked. I love to watch her move it. I like her, she the coolest. Good head on her shoulder. I love the way she used it. Hey, I like the way she fought me. Love the way she fought me. Love how every time we play, she catch like rugby. I love she know what's up with me. She love me cause we got her. I like a lot about her though. Still, I don't love her. Still super cool though. Yeah, she mind the buddy. She be sharper than a chinsaw. She mind to cut it. She always say I'm dirty when I feel she wanna hug me. Super swagger, charismatic, all my bitches.
I love
me
things about her, but I don't love her. I love the way she treat me, but I don't love her. I love the way she fought me, but I don't love her. I love the way she stuck me, still don't love her. I love things about her, but I don't love her. I love the way she treat me, but I don't love her. I love the way she fought me.
My nut, then she be throwing me up. Love how she fuck, but still I hate when she be blowing me up. All the busters a sweater, only ballers can get her. She a flipper, I love how she do whatever I tell her. Yeah, I like her a lot, but still I don't love her at all. I hate pussy ass niggas, and I'm in love with them all. I got a crush on white diamonds, I got a thing for that cush. That sour diesel, my favorite, and you better watch how you look. Quit to take it deeper than treat that hoe like a slut. She was sucking on Gucci, I had my dick in her butt. You know I'm bad, bitch, crazy, 187, my favorite, infatuated with money, free boots and boots, street
blade. I love things about her, but I don't love her. I love the way she treat me, but I don't love her. I love the way she fought me, but I don't love her. I love the way she stuck me. I love the way she treat me, but I don't love her. I love the way she fought me, but I don't love her. I love the
saw you outside, passenger side, cause I let my best friend drive. You was in line.
That's when you caught my eyes, girl.
You were so beautiful.
Beautiful.
It was so critical.
So critical.
You look so crucial, girl.
Something about you is everything. You are my
life. Right by me.
Spoken of the only love, the only one.
Come on, like me, make my life complete.
Complete.
No one else in the street.
Yeah.
Free. Only when it comes to me.
Why see?
That's why you're my wife.
You know you're sexy too. I like your attitude. I even mad at you. Girl, you're still my boo. Either the braids, the weave, skirt, or jeans. You're still my queen. Baby girl, go do your thing. I'm so glad you're on my team.
You are so beautiful,
so
girl.
Beautiful.
It is so critical,
so
girl.
Critical.
You look so crucial, girl.
Something about you, everything. You are
my
time, but I don't want to, cause you're so damn fine. And I heard that you were thinking that I don't have to stop you from making late night phone calls on the telephone. Find your fantasy, not a
make love
over $100,000, baby girl, it's all good with me, pick a country. I'm a big boy, I don't play no games, girl, I play with money. I got mine on that, said I hit them when I wouldn't. She said she got a man, then why she all up in my set? She so sexy, she so fine, just to meet her is a blessing. How your motor, where your trunk is supposed to be, the stupid question. Is it real or is it baby, do you mind, girl, let me touch you. Ain't no pressure on my bankroll, baby, dance, it ain't no stress. She got my dick in and out of kitchen, like an army bitch. Let me smash her head tonight, then she woke up and cooked me breakfast. I told her I wish I could stay, but I gotta catch a flight to Texas.
Never mind all these other things, baby, you the best. I'm gonna throw all this money till I ain't got nothing left. Take your time with me, baby, I want all that I could get. All of this is yours, but I just got one request. Shake that, shake that, shake that, shake that, shake that, shake that, shake that. All of this is yours. Shake that, shake that, shake that, shake that, shake that, shake that, shake that. All of this is yours.
Don't it feel good to know you got fans waiting on you, girl, gives you bad. Something like the main attraction. Yeah. You the one, the one. Girl, let's get a little personal. Don't take it personal, but you a bad bitch. I just had to let you know when I'm on it. I want it for your friend. But tonight I got what you like, and if you be good, whatever you like. Chubby girl, let's be sweet. Got the world at your feet. Go to school in Alabama. Every Monday you be back in Atlanta. You don't really party unless money involved. Other than that, you be chilling at home. You'll never be around girls, that's drama. Do something that you picked up on your mama. Along with all that hair, you can get all this cash.
Never mind all these other fears. Baby, you the best. I'm gonna throw all this money till I ain't got nothing left. Take your time with me, baby. I want all that I could get. All of this is yours, but I just got one request. Shake that, shake that, shake that, shake that, shake that, shake that, shake that. All of this is yours. Shake that, shake that, shake that, shake that, shake that, shake that, shake that. All of this is yours.
Okay, this shit is so random. And when I'm with you, it's like our heartbeats are in tandem. And when I lip lock, I just wanna hold your face for ransom. You're beautiful and I'm handsome. That'll be good for the babies. If ever we go there, maybe. It's crazy, no titles, but you're my baby. When I'm idle, that's your time, showtime. And for you, I wish I had more time. Red wine, chocolate, baby, you could be my Valentine. More than just sex exchange, baby, you my boo-thang.
Friends, they're living without you. Got a hotel room with a view, with a city that I know you gon' like. Got the candles leaning to the back, so baby, let's hop inside and ride. In a two-door with the roof gone, my oh my. Baby, it's been too long, so grab your coat and your purse. I'll walk out of here first. Wait about 5 and I'll be parked outside. Way
Turn them lights off, baby. I need you to follow my lead.
So we are back with Shayce the Sun Goddess speaking, KP DJing, and my guest. That's going to be here in a minute. Right now, they're falling apart over here. They're falling apart of me. But first, before I get to them, I'm going to read the question that response here I got on Twitter. I'm going to repeat the question of the night. The question of the night is, if your spouse wanted sex, but their stuff smells strange, what would you do? All right, so on Twitter, FCWHJ Radio Show, Jet Tuma said, nothing, take a bath. Here's one of my guests now, but where are the other people?
Man, we are in the other room cooling.
In the other room cooling.
Cool, yeah.
Y'all just gonna diss me like that?
I got Twitter jumping, Twitter.
Yeah, I read it. I don't know how to pronounce the name, but she said nothing's gonna happen. Just take it back.
That's just Zuma.
Yeah, I don't know how to say that.
That's because I'm part Chinese. But no, MCWHK Radio Show at that's Twitter. Okay. We're back. We're at FCWHK Radio Show. Y'all know what it is, man.
All right. So what about the other guy who wanted to answer the question? Yes.
He's from San Antonio, man. It's flat. San Antonio is flat, man. I can't live with no hills, man. That's my wind and all that. Look, you gotta give me a second.
Okay, I'll give you a second. All right, well, let me talk about my event coming up next Friday. It's Creamy Fridays. Let me get to my event real quick. This is the Zodiac event. AJ actually made a flyer about it. It is so awesome. If you don't know me on Facebook, add me, Shayce the Sun Goddess. All right, so next Friday is the Zodiac Night hosted by me, of course. It's at Whoville on the south side on Brownsville Road. It's 21 up event, so bring IDs, please. You cannot get in without an ID. Excuse me. $3 at the door. It is going down at Whoville. 2036 Brownsville Road, 152110. Okay? I'm sorry, 15210. It is from, right, please. It is from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m., so come early and stay late. We have door prizes, exotic games, samples, food, drinks, hot music, DJ by KK, and more. So this is going on next.
Shout out to my girl KK, always doing the thing on the wheels, like, what? Okay. Wait, what is this? I'm just looking at our guys, I'm sorry.
This is Creamy Friday. For next Friday, we're going to be at Whoville on the south side on Brownsville Road, and it's Zodiac Night. So, yeah.
Boomer.
Yes, okay. So it's booming. So what's going on with my guests here? It's not you, Flurry. What's going on with the rest of my guests?
I don't know.
They're done.
Girl, I think they turned down.
They turned down?
Yeah, they're like.
Okay, well, I guess I'm going to just read these responses.
Okay, I'll be back.
I'm going to read these responses, and I'm going to put... There he is.
Okay.
All right, so what's up? What's your name?
It's Ron.
All right, wrong, cousin. All right, so I'm going to repeat the question of the night. All right, so if your spouse wanted sex, but this stuff smells strange, what would you do?
I know, so right here is the question. My spouse, so I was like, ooh. Hold on, he's like, no. See? Okay.
How bad?
I mean, it depends how much you can tolerate it. Then what would you do?
Is it all the time or...
Ooh.
A first time,
no for
after
me.
A while, or is it a first time?
No, he got the same question
with
you.
Well, I mean, it's just like, well, it doesn't matter. You feel like, but it's just like a scenario type.
If I'm sleeping with somebody for a minute or for months or whatever, and then something ain't smelling right, you got to let them a little baby. Something ain't right,
so
right
after,
now.
That's after a relationship.
That's in a relationship.
Okay.
But if it's your first time
and
you're about to hit something,
then...
Okay,
just said no. All right, so I'm
going to
ask the question I asked the guys.
There has been a time.
I was just about to ask that.
First time I have, no lie.
Once or twice.
Really had it.
I ain't never had it.
I did it once or twice.
But he said you're keeping it. It's Jimmy Friday.
Look, see, my cousin, he's from the city, but he's down San Antonio. Like I said.
I'm out of the country.
Wait, no,
I'm an hour past SA, San Antonio. All
right.
I'm out of the country.
Like I said, it is flat. Okay?
What did I got to do with the question?
Yo,
you still like, talking about it's flat?
I mean, it's flat, but some people's stuff be flat.
give me the
I got ass.
Look, that's James and Harry. Remember that.
Oh, my God. All right, so I'm going to ask you another question. Have you ever did a girl after her period?
Ooh.
After her period?
After her period.
What, one day, 2 days?
It don't even matter. As soon as her period was over, have you ever hit it?
Sure, man.
Like 2 days later, yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Oh, maybe a day.
Shower, man.
Oh, in the shower?
Yeah, it's all over the shower.
No, females got to do more than just take a shower.
Yeah, I mean, but they
have to do more than take a shower.
They're not
going to talk. They need to soak some of them.
Right, but yeah, I mean, clean themselves.
Yeah. If a female takes care of herself and I know she takes care of herself the next day, yeah, I'm going to put in something.
They take care of herself.
All right, let's put little KP on.
No,
he said that's nothing to play with.
She still got 2 days to wait.
That's
a bad kitty. No matter
how much
that one.
All right,
Lil KP. Oh. Redman G. What? That's Redman G. That's Lil KP. 223-412. That's where I be.
Oh, that was DJ 80, shout out to DJ 80. I was just thinking of that when you said that. You sound exactly like him too. He be like that to make you smile.
In the 80s.
Okay, so Lil KP and Flurry. Okay, so I'm gonna let y'all read some responses. I want y'all opinion on this.
I better be clean.
This is
clean.
Oh man, hold on. It's messing up. Yes, responses on Facebook. This is a radio show. It's on air. Okay, so listen. This is what Kelvin said. I want you to read this.
Oh, this is Big K?
Yes.
This is Big K?
Yes.
Come on, it's Big K.
Okay, listen, KP. I want your opinion on this.
Okay. Yeah, Big K, man. Okay. Wait, say it again, brother.
Good. I just wanted to read it because I already know what he said, but it's super funny. Like, good. Say it.
Okay, wait, dude, all right, so, look, dude, you go ahead and read it, brother. Read it.
Tell it. Go ahead.
Okay, if that happens, this is Big K, y'all. He said, I would tell the stars, hey, shit, brother, until they stop smelling. Like Ron John Silver's in this motherfucker.
He's keeping it 100.
What is this?
I like that restaurant.
Come on, man. Okay, I feel good. Okay. No,
they ain't Ron John Silver. You never sat down in Long John Silver.
Like, I ain't never heard nobody say
that. Yo, trippy. Yeah, Juicy J.
Okay, well, what about this, Larry? What do you think about that?
I'm in Big K's keeping it 100, man. But if that's towards, like, if that's towards a friend or somebody, like, he's keeping it 300. Like, oh, cuz, I'm trying to help you out. I'm trying to get you some action, but no action. Yeah.
I'm keeping it 300, bro.
I mean, you got to still brother or
yeah,
guy,
yeah.
You know,
all right, so basically, y'all can agree.
Oh,
With me. Hell no. Nah. What's wrong with you?
LOL. I probably get suspicious, though. Like, if you know he's not the type of person to be nasty, but the next day he's going to come home smelling like that, I'm going to be like, you got something you want to tell me, or you got to take a visit to the clinic and let your test results answer for you. So, basically, if... What did you say, KP?
That's true.
I was laughing. That's real.
That's real.
I mean, yeah, because if y'all together for a long time, for one, if y'all were together for a long time, your partner has to smell good. There'd be no way you'd be together for a long time if your partner's staying. The next thing you know, your partner says, thank you. I'm going to go to the clinic. What you think, Sam?
And I ain't going to.
Let me push
water.
Water.
Water. Hey, what you think, Sam?
What you say?
I mean,
we got said to that.
Can
you relate to that?
Well, what about you? What about you, Dawn?
What is this I missed?
That's
right. Ah, their response. Okay, so if y'all, listen, AJ's basically saying, all right, her partner, she know how he smell. He smell good, okay? So then when he come back stinking, that's a problem. All right, so, I mean, what would she say? If you know your girl, how she smell, and if she come back stinking or smelling like something weird, what would you do about that?
That's a motherfucking problem. That's a problem. I mean, you ain't about to just come back stinking unless you was working out or something. I mean, other than that, yeah, there's a problem.
All right, well, what about you, Dom, if your girl came back smelling different?
I agree. It's a problem. Yeah, I mean, she got to go to the clinic or something, unless she was working out like my man said.
Well, I'm saying girl shit.
Other than that, she got to go to the clinic. Real shit. You say, bro. Hold on.
Hold on.
Okay, I'm listening. Okay, her point of view, she got a point. Okay, if you and your man's in a relationship for a while, you out and you start having fun party type stuff, you come back smelling foul.
Why does it smell like foul? And there's different reasons
for it smell foul, right?
Smells.
Okay, right, exactly. But I mean, but it don't always got to result. It don't always got to result through a DNA test, though. Like it shouldn't even have to go that far.
Oh yeah, it shouldn't. But
we want to
ask questions about.
No, what was your question that you was asking? We got some young man.
Oh, yeah, because you just came back in. All right, so, you know, your partner, you know how she smell. Because, you know, y'all been together for a while. So she come back smelling different than, what's up, what you going to do?
What you mean come back?
I'm like, thinking.
How long?
Like, maybe a day.
What is it to this?
Well, what would you say to her? If she, like, her scent down there started to change, started to smell a little fishy. You know, and then what we're...
If you're upset, it doesn't change overnight. It takes a while. If it still lingers that long, yeah, we know something else ain't right.
Well, what about you, Tracy?
What'd you do?
Well, I mean...
And also, that's depending on the time of her age, too. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's okay. No. If I know my man smell, okay? And if he come back from wherever, smelling like... what the hell, you know, knocking me off my feet, then we have a problem. I agree with AJ. So I'm going to be questioning some things, like, first of all, why you smell like that, why you letting yourself smell like that, how the hell are you smelling like that? Like, it's going to be, I mean, I know you smell it. Now, if I smell it coming through your pants, you got to smell it. Don't act like you don't smell it. I mean, some people can't, but come on now. Why do people say you smell like that? Take it. You smell like that. They don't want to lie to you for no reason.
What's that?
That?
Odor, body odor.
It could be body odor. It definitely could be.
So if your man come back smelling different than when he left, you're talking about why you smell like that. What do you smell like? Do he smell like sex? Do he smell like body odor? Do he smell like garbage?
Why you smell like garbage down here? What are you doing? Rubbing on it? Like,
get to your clothes. I'm just saying, what is he smelling like? What's that?
Like, nasty,
course you're going to smell. But you can't leave it on. Like, that's, it's not going
to
work.
No, but depending on where you work at, you got to get home to clean up. So when you get home and clean up and your girl's talking about, you smell like that, or why are you coming in the shower, getting in the shower, that's what?
Just like you said, people can't smell it. I'm like, but you know, you stink.
You can't smell like, most people cannot smell their body odor.
Yeah, that's why I'm there to tell him, like, you stink. I'm not going to let him go on stinky.
Right.
Come to me stinky, you know what I'm saying?
That's all you say. You let him know you don't, he don't smell too well.
Yeah.
And why?
Yeah.
Watch
that.
Like garbage. You been taking out somebody's trash?
Yeah.
Don't smell like sex.
No, no, no.
Oh, well, so I'm wrong. I've been working on my girl's to go cheating. Where's she going?
All right.
Reverse that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been talking long enough. I'm going to let KP get back to the music.
See ya.
baby, you're my little secret. If you don't tell, I won't tell, and that's how we gotta keep it.
Did anybody see ya coming to my house last night? When I got your message in my beeper, that you wanna do everything I like. Alright, alright. I like being in the same room with you and your girlfriend. The fact that she don't know that really turned me on. She never guess in a million years that we got this thing going on.
Relax, girl, I'm Call it the day. I wanna catch you on that lip and put it on your ass and pin your ass up and fuck you like a man. I wanna finger your first, make you wanna fuck me bad. Soon as I feel that pussy get wet, step on the gas and I'ma fuck you from the back, but I'ma do it last. I want you to ride me first while I squeeze on your ass. Whenever you feel that nut coming, want you to fuck me fast.
Okay, everyone, my show is almost over. I'd like to thank everyone who listened to the show online, who called in and listened, for people who answered the question of the night. Thank you guys so much. I'd like to give a big thanks to Little KP for helping me DJ and play the music. Thank you. I'd like to give my thanks to my guest. I'd like to apologize to my guest, too, for my guest, because I know it was hectic on the air. I know it was. They were turned up for no reason. Well, it's Friday. They can be turned up. It is, they were extra over the top turned up. So I apologize if you can hear a word that anybody was saying. But thank you guys so much. I'd like to give a little information on next Friday about the flyer that AJ made real quick. Next Friday is the Zodiac Party. AJ made the flyer on my Facebook page for the Sun Goddess. Creamy Friday Zodiac Night hosted by me. $3 at the door, 21 and up. Bring your ID. It's going down to Whoville, Brownsville Road. That is 2036-15210. Door prizes, games, cheap drinks, good food, all that good stuff. So I like to say my goodbyes. Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.
All right, Creamy Friday. You've just listened to Creamy Friday. Make sure you call in every Friday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. The number is 323-927-2990. Or listen online at whhharadioshow.weebly.com.